Well, God bless everybody. Like I mentioned, it's wonderful to be gathered together with the family of God, whether we're physically in one place or not. We still got Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I want to piggyback off of what Barney was sharing the past few times, where it's a blessing to do these calls, blessing to hold forth the words of life, and it's a blessing to be called God's children, huh? Well, last Sunday, I did a sharing that I called The Lessons That Words Can Teach Us. And I think God has a lot to say about the words that come out of our mouths, whether they are positive or negative. Remember, Jesus said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks," which means that the words that do come from our mouths are a direct reflection of our internal state of being. But there's just so much exhortation on words. Well, alrighty then. So I think we all know to be careful with what we say and how we say it. Would you agree? But tonight I thought it would be appropriate to reiterate that subject matter a bit further and maybe a tad more specifically. And I'll begin tonight this way. We live in a world that is filled with lots of words, words of information, words of warning, words of indoctrination, words of teaching, words of learning, words that are written, words that are spoken, and on it goes. Words, words, words. Sometimes we ourselves might not have the adequate use of words to accurately express what we want to say or communicate. You know, what words should I use and how should I use them? I kind of wish people would ask themselves these questions more often, as we all should, but there is one thing that is always, always appropriate, and I call them words of praise. Words of praise are always appropriate no matter the situation. And if only we just took a moment here and there to pour out our heart's cry to praise the Father, I think it would be reasonable to assume that a lot of issues would be solved right there on the spot. Because we have a lot of things, a lot of distractions, a lot of circumstances that are constantly evolving, and a lot of choices we have to make day to day based on what we think the right thing to do or say is. We get distracted and face the situation of not knowing how to respond. What is the right thing? We probably face that many times throughout the day. We question our motives and our choices. But the one thing that we can always do is praise. Words of praise are an outlet for the soul. Words of praise can happen at any time, in any place, and will always bring great benefits. There's a great testimony here in Acts chapter 16. We're going to start there. In Acts chapter 16, we've been looking at the book of Acts. We're going to go backwards a little bit. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 says, "And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying." Kind of a lot to unpack here, but divination. Dad, you know what that means? Divination.
People stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Fortune telling.
Yeah.
And soothsaying. Someone was making a lot of money off of this situation. And we'll read on that they were not too happy with what happened in this record with Paul and Silas. Verse 17. "The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour." Right here in verse 18, we see an example of exactly how much, just a few simple words can change the trajectory of one's life. The two most powerful words ever spoken are in the form of a name, and you probably guessed it, the magnificent name of Jesus Christ. And here goes Paul speaking directly to the spirit that was in this woman to just get out in the name of Jesus Christ. So here's Paul performing a miracle that would probably go beyond anyone's imagination if they had witnessed it. Verse 19, and when her master saw that the hope of their gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. So any power that these guys held over this woman that they were making profits over had been completely eradicated, all just by one name. And then we see these guys trying to incriminate Paul and Silas when in reality it was completely the opposite. And that's exactly what the enemy tries to do today. He will try again and again to deceive, lie, and tell people anything but the truth. And will always try to be sly about it in the process. All right, we're going to read on here, verse 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were loosed. Everyone's bands. My mistake. It's been a long day. And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all there. We are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. And when it was day, the magistrates sent the servants, saying, let those men go. And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now do they thrust us out privily? Nay, verily, but let them come themselves and fetch us out. And the sergeants told these words unto the magistrates, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. So you see, after all said and done, these guys could have responded in any other way, with any other action or with any other words. But this is what God worked in their hearts to do. And obviously they were good about walking with God in this situation, because there's a lot of things they could have done. I mean, were the circumstances working in their favor? Absolutely not. Do circumstances always work in our favor? Far from it. Absolutely not. But do we allow those circumstances and those things that come up to get between us and our walk with the Father and dictate our actions and our responses? If we do, we will be consumed by them, because they have a tendency to get in our way of seeing a godly reality. Nothing is impossible for God. At any time and any place, you can always praise, just like these guys did in the book of Acts. Praise is an exemplary action of your love for the Father. Praise absolutely is part of speaking in tongues, as we know from John 4 and other places. Because speaking in tongues is speaking to God in a language that He completely understands. It is perfect prayer, and it is perfect praise. There are many kinds of ways to praise God: through music, through words, the way we live our lives. Our lives themselves are a testimony of the goodness of God. Well, guess what? People see this in us more than we may see it in ourselves at times. Our lives can bring such praise, honor, and glory to the Father because we are filled with Christ. And you know what? There's another form of praise that I want to kind of look at. Well, let's look at it. Psalm 150. Psalm 150 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord." See, there you have it. Let's go to Psalm 34. You can always shout out some words of praise, and it will never hurt a thing. What about David? Did David speak in tongues? No, he did not. But in Psalm 34, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto Him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. The poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved out of all his troubles." And it just goes on and on here. You see, how David praised God even when his circumstances didn't leave much to feel thankful for? I mean, Saul wanted to kill him. So David was running for his life and dealing with the situation that perhaps you and I would have had a completely different response to. And yet, David began Psalm 34 with these words, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Now, I have to ask, what can you praise God for today? How has He shown His love, goodness, and faithfulness to you? Even in the darkest days, we can turn our eyes away from the circumstances that surround us and continue to evolve out of our control to what Christ has accomplished in our behalf and our identification in Him. There's always a reason to praise. Listen, I'm not sure what season of life you may find yourself in, whether it's a barren season, an alone season, a waiting season, or an uncomfortable season. But guys, I want you to be encouraged. Don't let the enemy discourage and deceive you, because God is good all the time. And although your current circumstances might not be in your favor, it's just a season, and seasons do change. But today, God has laid it on my heart to talk about this final point, and that is praise. Praise is like a declaration. And for those of you that were on the conference call yesterday morning, Barney did a wonderful sharing about being on the road to excellence. We strive to be the best that we can possibly be by any means. And there are a lot of things to be done in life that can put us in a situation to be distracted as to what the right thing to do is. But amongst all the choices that we have, there is always one right thing to do, and that is to praise the Father. And to that, I just want to say hallelujah anyway.
Troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and rest here in the silence until you come and stay a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come and I am filled with wonder, I know I glimpse and taste eternity. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas.